Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, today's daf is Tzadi Zayin in Meseches. Here we're in the 317th daf in Shas. Our daf will continue to discuss the halachos of tefillin. We will discuss also the kesher of tefillin, which yesterday the Gemara had mentioned might differentiate between knowing whether this box of parshios is really a tefillin or is it's made of a kviya. The Gemara will also discuss some halachos of purchasing tefillin. This will take us to the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara then will continue analyzing what to do with a tefillin as described in our Mishnah in times of Sakana, how one could save tefillin in such a case. On the top of Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara will then discuss the notion of the Mishnah about passing one object to one's friend without walking on Shabbos. The Gemara will then analyze continuing to pass outside of the Tchum that was suggested by Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara will then conclude the discussion on Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis until the next Mishnah about the halachos of Tchum for food. Let's Bezer Hashem begin the top of Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. On yesterday's daf, we had analyzed whether one is allowed to carry out a tefillin that looks new. Then, even though our Mishnah had said, according to different Tanaim, there were different ways to wear the tefillin into the Rishus HaRabim, nevertheless, if it's tefillin, it would be permissible. However, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda prohibits new ones because it is not tefillin we have to be afraid, but a kamiya. The Gemara left off with dissenting opinions of whether, if it has a kesher, does that confirm that it is tefillin, or people would like to disguise a kamiya as tefillin as well, and people will be toreach, as the Gemara had described on the top of Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph as well, a few times in Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, of torach inshi to present it as tefillin, whether it's really a kamiya. That is a big discussion amongst the Tanoim and the Amoraim. Our Gemara picks up saying, "V'hashta d'tani avud Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak elu hein yishanos," that we know something is really a pair of old tefillin and really tefillin by the following indicator: Kol sheyesh ben ritzuos umikusharos, if it has ritzuos as well as a kesher; chadashos, if it's new, yesh ben ritzuos, it will only have ritzuos v'lo mikusharos, but it will not have that tie by appear on the shel yad and the shorosh by the batim in the shel yad and in the back of the head on the shorosh. Rashi, as explained by Rabbi Tzal Ransburg, explains that Avuah Shmuel is bringing in a new variable, and that is if you have an old set of tefillin that has both ritzuas and a kesher, in such a case we don't have a concern of an individual making a kesher on Shabbos. If you make a kesher on tefillin on Shabbos, says Rashi, it will be an isur daraisa of kosher. It's considered a kesher shel kayama. However, when it comes to chadashos, so there they would not have a kesher. The tefillin had not been used before. And since the tefillin had not been used before, so then in such an instance, we should be concerned of the phenomenon of the individual making a kesher on Shabbos. And that's the reason why chadashos cannot be carried out. Dikuleyama lo tarach inshi. However, there's no issue of tarach inshi at all that we had suggested earlier in the Gemara. Would people fake out a kamiya, turn it into tefillin? Would it be tarach inshi? That we don't worry about. However, the problem is a different one, and that is the making of the kesher shel kayama. Asks the Gemara v'lan vinu ma'aniv, but why don't we have the individual make simply a bow, which is not an iser of kosher, and then we're going to be scot-free even by the chadashos? He doesn't need to put on the tefillin ukshartam. It's Shabbos. It's potter from tefillin. So let him just put it on as a bow. Amar chizda zosameres aniva psula betefillin. Rav Chisda explains, no, if an aniva is pasul betfilin, so then in such a case, you'll end up carrying the tefillin. The only reason that you're allowed to wear the tefillin outside to quote-unquote carry it is because you're also wearing it in the derech of tefillin in the way one is mekayim the mitzvah. However, if we say aniva is psula letfilin, so then in such a case, then it's a regular masa and it would not be mutter. Tosas on the bottom of Tzadi Vav Amud Beis said that those who dissent with the Svara, for example, Rebbe Meir, who says that you're allowed to take in even tefillin chadashos on the top of the amud, holds that it would still be considered derech malbush. However, our Gemara is suggesting that if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, so then in such a case, it would be considered a masa. That is Reb Chizda's position. Am Reb Chizda zol sameres aniva psula betefillin. Abaye omar, Abaye says Reb Yehuda letamei. Reb Yehuda is consistent with his reason. Damar aniva kshira ma'al yisahi. That Reb Yehuda holds that the problem is not because that there wasn't a kesher. The problem of making an aniva is that he holds even aniva is an Isser D'Oraisa. It's considered a Kesher Ma'al Yisa, as the Gemara in Kuf Yigim Lamed Aleph in Shabbos describes, as pointed out in Rashi Dibra Maskel Reb Yehuda. But otherwise, Taima D'Aniva K'shira Ma'al Yisa. If Aniva was not a K'shira Ma'al Yisa, so then in such a case, you could have just done the Aniva, and that would be fine even for Tefillin. However, the problem is that it's still also on Shabbos to make an aniva as well. Analyzes the Gemara. Time daniva kshir ma'al yisahi halav achi aniv luhu. It would be enough to simply make the bow, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vam Rabbi Yehuda braid Rabbi Shmuel bar Shius mishmei de Rav kesher shel tefin halach l'moshe misinai hu. That we have a halach l'moshe misinai, that we need a kesher on the tefillin. V'noyeyon, vam Rav Nachman v'noyeyon levar. And Rav Nachman said that the beautiful way of doing it is that you make a sign, a beautiful sign of the letter on the outside. That seems to indicate that you need a kesher in the shape of a letter. Answers the Gemara, no. It could very well be aniva would also be acceptable for tefillin. De'anivlu kein kshira didhu. If they make a bow, it's possible to make a bow in a way that it'll look like the kesher as well, with the shape of the letter. Please see the halacha from the daily daf on the Vav Amid Aleph, where we analyze the position of Rashi, who describes the halacha Moshe Misina of the Kesher, that there is a Shin, a Dalid, and a Yud, that is spelled out by the different Ksharim of the Tefillin, and the halacha Lamaisa application of Rashi's Shita. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav, Halokech Tefillin Mimisha Einu Mocha. If someone buys a Tefillin from an individual that is not an expert in tefillin, bodek shtayim shel yad v'achas shel rosh, o shtayim shel rosh v'achas shel yad. When does the individual who didn't have a reputation of being a mumcha have a chazaka that he's a mumcha? We know that the concept of hachazaka in Kol HaTorah Kula, we know this from Cheskas Habatim in Bava Basra, we know this from the halachos of Veses in Maseches Nida, according to most opinions, is after three times. There is a Tana'itic position that does disagree. It says even two times, but in general, a presumptive status, according to most, is after three times. Now here, when it comes to checking the tefillin to see that the individual has done a good job, if you do it three times, the assumption of Chizda Amarav is that will be acceptable. Now, how do you get to the three? You check one of the Shel Yad or Shel Rosh twice, and one of them once. Which one do you do, asks the Gemara. The Gemara says it's not clear what the Shaila is. Manavshach. Manavshach is, of course, a Talmudic expression. Literally, Manavshach means what of your life. In other words, what was of your nefesh in the Shaila. Imichad Gavra Kazavin. If we're talking about where Reuven bought from Shimon a pair of tefillin, so then, Livdok Shel Shel Yad or Shel Shel Rosh, you could check three of the Shel Yad, could check three of the Shel Rosh, and that would be enough. So why did we say that he has to check specifically two of the Shel Yad and one of the Shel Rosh, or two of the Shel Rosh and one of the Shel Yad? Imi Trey, so if you're going to say we're talking about Trey Tlasa Gavri, Zavin Kolchad V'chad, that's individual who bought from different sellers, each one was bought from a different seller, Liboy Bedika, then in such a case he needs to check from each separate seller, requires his own chazaka, and checking two or three of the tefillin will not be enough. Says Gmar la'ola michad gavra zavin. Really, he bought it from one person. Uba'ina demismichi b'shel yad u'b'shel rosh. And he needs to be considered a mumche both on shel yad and shel rosh. Of course, what we're checking here is for the chaseros and the yaseros, that he has the correct tradition of what's supposed to be written in the tefillin and what is not supposed to. And there are different sets of requirements in the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. Ask Gemara, Eini v'atani rabba bar Shmuel, b'tfilin boidik sholi Shel Yad v'Shel Rosh. My lav, oishol oishol yad, oishol oishol roish. Didn't it seem from the lashon of Rabbi Shmuel that you just have to check three times and you could choose either one? Says the Gemara, loy, shalosh mehen shel yad, shalosh mehen shel yad, mehen shel roish. Shalosh means some from the shel yad and some from the shel roish. V'atani Rav Kahana b'tfilin b'idik shtayim shel yad v'shel roish. But didn't we learn expressly from Rav Kahana that you only need two checks, one of the shel yad and one of the shel roish? Answers the Gemara, Mani Rebbe. We made reference to this before, that there are different opinions amongst the Tanoim of how many times you need to create a chazaka. The opinion of Rebbe that's found in Yevamos on Chavov and Samach Dalet Amud Beis, as well as other places in Shas, is of the opinion that to create a chazaka you only need twice. Amar betray zimni have a chazaka. So that's who Rav Kahana was following. Says the Gemara, E Rebbe Eima Seifa, but how are you going to fit Rebbe with the Seifa? What's halacha if you have piles of tefillin? V'chein b'tzeves hashen, v'chein b'tzeves hashlishi, if you have piles of tefillin, this is the way you check the second pile and the third pile as well. V'i Rebbe, shloshem yisle, do you need to check the third pile altogether? Says the Gemara, Maide Rebbe b'tzvasim dimitre tlasa gavrin zavin. Rebbe holds that checking the tzvasim is not enough because generally when it comes to the piles, it comes from different people. So therefore, just because you check two tefillin from this pile, Rashi explains the Dibra Maschil v'chem etzeves hasheni, then that's not going to be enough for the rest of the pile because it comes from other people as well, like we had seen above in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Iyache afil revia nami afil chanimishi nami. If that would be so, even if you checked 3, 4, or 5 piles, it still would not be enough. Einachi nami, says the Gemara, that's true. V'adik tani shlishi lafuke michizkia. All we meant to do when we said 3 is to take it out. Excuse me, I misread the word. Lafuke mechazoke. To take it out from its chazaka, then normally Rebbe says that after two times it will be a chazaka. When it comes to piles, then that would not be so, because piles come from different people. Ula olam afilu revia v'chamishi nami, that the chazaka can only work for that particular pile, but it cannot be transferred, for example, to the fourth and the fifth as well. The Mishnah had spoken about tefillin that was found as tzvasim o krichas. The Gemara wants to know what exactly that means. Matzah tzvasim o krichas, my tzvasim my krichas, amar v'yudam arav, hein hein tzvasim, hein hein krichas. They're really fundamentally the same thing, that they're both groups that are tied together. However, krichas are different than tzvasim, because tzvasim zuvi zavi, they are tied together as zugos, as groups of tefillin. Krichas to krichan tuva, they're tied together. They have many that are tied together at once. We learned in our Mishnah that when he finds a tefillin in this manner, mechashech alein umevin, he's allowed to go and wait until it's dark on Matzai Shabbos to bring them back to the appropriate place. V'amai asks the Gemara le'elinu zug zug, why doesn't he bring him back wearing each pair separately? As we had learned, in the case of someone who found tefillin besadeh, says the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak b'rei Rav Yehuda l'didi mefarshim b'nei d'aba, kol she'ilu machnisin zug zug, v'cholos kodim shkias hachama, machnisin zug zug. Anything that could be brought in before shkias hachama, so then in such a case, then you're going to be able to bring it in. V'ilo, but if that cannot be done, machshich alein umevion. Rashi explains that at the end of the day, he's not going to be able to bring all of the tefillin in anyhow. He's going to wear one pair of tefillin and then he's going to come back, and by that time it's already going to be after Shabbos. So if anyhow he has to come back after Shabbos, let him just wait there until Shabbos is over and then he brings in. Machshich alein umevion. We learned ubisakana mechasan vehelech. But if it's an instance of a time of sakana, because it's dangerous to wait in the field, so then he's supposed to cover the tefillin and leave. Asks the Gemara, Tanya, didn't we learn b'raisu b'sakana molichan pachos pachos me'arba amis, that you're supposed to carry it less than 4 amis and placed it down? Now here, placing it down, Rashi describes, doesn't necessarily mean to put it on the ground. But rather, if he's Amud Lafush, as we learned in the first parak on Maseches Shabbos, then that will be considered enough as if he had taken it less than Dalet Amos, and then he starts again and again and again, moving and stopping within 4 Amos. Amarav, lo kasha, it's not a question. Habis Akanas Nachri, Habis Akanas Listim. If we're talking about the fear of robbers that are Jews, because even though these Jews, unfortunately, are gangsters, at the end of the day, they will not be mevaza tefillin, so then in such a case, he could cover it up. However, if we're talking about gangsters that are Gentiles, so then in such a case, there's a fear that they're going to be mevaza tefillin. So now you're learning that our Mishnah says that the sakana is of Avodah Zarah. Now Rashi points out that this expression of Abaye is very, very hard to understand. Rather, Rashi suggests that there should be a change of the girsa. And the question should be, as you will recall, that the way we had set up our Mishnah, that our Mishnah was talking about Bisakonas listim of Yisrael. Amale Abaye, Bimayu Kimtil Masnisim Bisakonas Yisrael, according to Rashi, or Sakonas listim, meaning Sakonas listim of Yisrael. If that would be so, then what's the pshat in Rabbi Shimon? Eima Sefer, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Noisle Chaver Vechaver Lechaveroi. Rabbi Shimon suggested, in the case of the Mishnah, remember, according to this girsa, we're learning that we're talking about our Mishnah, which was talking about listim Yisrael, and there won't be mevaza the tefillin. So then in such a case, Rabbi Shimon gave the suggestion to have one friend pass it to the next. According to most Mefarshim, the question is like this, if the girsa is b'sakonis Yisrael, not b'sakonis of the Galilin, kol shekein de'av shemilsa, certainly it will call attention that people are being mizalzel, according to Rashi. The question is that they be mizalzel on Shabbos. The answer is Gemara Chisurim Metzra V'Achi Ketani. B'medvar Mamurim, when do we say? V'Achi Ketani, this is how it should be read. B'medvar Mamurim B'sakonas Ove Galilim. When did we say that the halacha is that you could cover them? So now here, we're going to have to change the girsa of the Gemara according to the first pshat of Rashi. It will be B'medvar Mamurim B'sakonas listim. Al b'sakonas ovigalilim molichen pachos pachos midalarams. You would cover it by sakonas listim, but sakonas ovigalilim, then it would be pachos pachos midalarams. There is another girsa of Rashi, which Rashi likes even better, which does not require the changing of the girsa of our Gemara. But in terms of reading, this is the first pshat that Rashi gives. And in many ways, if one is not afraid to change the Lashon of the Gemara, and again, we would just change the Masnisam B'Sakonas on the second line, going from the first to second line, it would say Sakonas Listim, as Rashi spells out, and in the Teretz of the Gemara, it would say B'Medvar Mur B'Sakonas Listim, Avol B'Sakonas Ove Golilim, on the fifth and sixth line, the Girsa would be changed as well. See Rashi for the other approach. Our Mishnah had also said, Rabbi Shimon Omer, no saying L'Chavero, that it should be passed from one to the next. That was Rabbi Shimon's suggestion. What's behind this machlokis? But my komifligi marsa pachas marba amis odif. One man domer holds. Tanakam and the Braisa holds pachas marba amis odif. It's better to go less than 4 amis at a time. Di amir nosan lechaver vechaver lechaver av shemils. It's going to call attention that there's a malacha that is attempting to be done in a permissible way, but still something that has the same desired effect of a malacha, and it will be fall out to be a little bit of a zilzul Shabbos. Av shemilson the Shabbos. Umar sav and the other man normal holds nosan lechaver odif. It's better to give to the friend. Diamer molichon pachas me'arba amnis, because if the suggestion is to walk less than 4 amis, zimnan delava daite, it could be he's going to forget. Va'asalas suyunu arba amis b'rishus harabim. He'll come to carry 4 amis in the rishus harabim. The Gemara continues analyzing next part of our Mishnah, three lines on the top on Sadi Heya Mebez. We had learned that if a woman had give birth in the field on Shabbos, then the baby is passed along, b'noi, v'chein b'noi, nois l'chaver v'chaver l'chaver, afil mea, is passed along, and not one person would end up carrying 4 amos and Rishus HaRabim. Asks the Gemara, b'noi my boy hasam, how did it end up that his son was there in the middle of the field, a baby boy? Like Rashi explains on the Mishnah, that his wife had given birth in the field. And we learned that even if there are 100 people, it's okay. Even though it's difficult for the child to be passed along from adult to adult, pass the baby along, as we know that for children, that is a little bit difficult to be passed from mother to father to grandparents to uncle to aunt. Consistency is very helpful for a child. Nevertheless, that is the best etzah to do on Shabbos. We also learned in our Mishra, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Noisen Adam Chavis Lechaver Vechaver Lechaver, as well as a barrel could be passed along in the same way, even if you go out of the Tchum. Asks Gemara, V'lesli Rabbi Yehuda Hadesnan HaBehema V'Akelim Kiragle HaBailim. Didn't we learn that there is a Tchum for objects, an animal and a utensil follows the Tchum of the owner? Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Levi Saba Hachma Iskinon B'Ma'aron Mechavis Lechavis. What we were talking about is, we're talking about a case where you have water that is passed along in a barrel, and when the barrel is about to reach the end of the Tchum, then the water is poured into another barrel. So the barrel never reaches the point where it is taken out of the Tchum. What about the water? The water is taken out of the Tchum. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei damar mayim ein ben mamish. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that water does not have significance to be kone shvisa, Rashi explains, vis-a-vis the Bible. The san, as we learned in Mishnah and Beitz Alam and Zayin Amin Alf, Rabbi Yehuda poitir imnayim mipnei she'ein bohem mamish. The Mishnah describes in Beitza that a woman is allowed to borrow from her friend ingredients, and then there is a shared eruv for those ingredients. The exception to that is the water. That when it comes to the water, there's no bailim on the water. And when the Mishnah describes that an object is not allowed to go out of the tchum, yo lo yimhalich mashe bezu, yoser miragle habailim. The Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda hold that not only is the chavis not allowed to go out, even the water is not allowed to go out as well. Says the Gemara, Ema, the Shamas lay the Rebbe Yehuda. When did Rebbe Yehuda say that the Mayim ain bohen mamish? Hecha de bliyam be'isa. That's in the case of Beitza where it's absorbed into a dough. Hecha de isno be'inayim mi Shamas lay. Is it true that Mayim ain bohen mamish, even if the water is be'en, it's in its original state? Hashta be'kideram Rebbe Yehuda lo batli be'inayim. In a case when it's sitting in a dish, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not going to be batel. So then in such a case where it's be'en, it is going to be batel. What is this case where it's not batel in dish? Desan, we learned in a brayso, Rabbi Yehuda omer, mayim umelach betelin bi'isa, ve'ein betelin b'kedeira m'pnei rotfa. If it is part of a dish, so then the moisture is still noticeable, and therefore it's not batel. So certainly, if it's a jug of water, then certainly it should not be batel, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Elo amar Rava. Rava says now we've got a different pshat. Hacha bechavis shegonsa shvisa. We're talking about a barrel that acquired its shvisa, its tchum, in a particular place. Umayim shlo kashnu shvisa askinan. De batel chavis legabe mayim. Then the barrel becomes batel to the water. Rashi explains in the first wide line, the case in which mayim would not be kone shvisa, we learned earlier on daf memvav amid aleph that running water does not have shvisa. And it doesn't have a particular tchum, because when it was on Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, it was a running brook. If the water is then filled up on Shabbos itself, then it's mayim that does not have a tchum. In such a case, then, batla chavis l'gabe mayim, and that would be the subject of our Mishnah, where our Mishnah had concluded on Sadi Hei on the base, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, nosen adam chavis l'chaver, v'chaver l'chaver, outside of the tchum, that would be the instance. Kiddusnan, as we learned in a Mishnah, hamotzi achai b'mita potter, afalamita. The halacha is that there are times that when you have two objects, one of them related to the next, you could look at one of them as a tafel and batel to the yikr. The halacha is that one is allowed to take out a dead body on Shabbos min haTorah. It's aser only midrabanan, because it's a malacha shein atzricha Lagufa. According to Rashi, the definition of this on Sadi Gimel Amud Beis and Shabbos is that the desire to take the dead body out is not to create a positive result, but to remove a negative, the bad odor that the body creates. So then in such a case, Rashi calls that a malacha shein etzrich legufa. Its result is not one that's creating something positive, but removing something negative. And that status of the dead body will also extend to the bed because it's a tafel to it. B'pnei shehamita tfeila lo. Similarly, hamotzi ochlin pachos mikashir bikli. If someone takes out food that's less than a shear, potter afal kli. He's not chayiv on the kli. The only time you're going to be chayiv is if there's a certain amount of a shear of food, which is a grogeris as described in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. And since the utensil is there to serve the food, so then he's going to be potter on the kli as well. Upnei shehakli tafelo. So that's the same concept over here. The kli becomes tafel to the water. Mas Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the following question, that our Mishnah says, according to Rav Yehuda, you'd be allowed to take it out of the tchum by passing it along from person to person. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bishayara, if you had a case of there were many people who are traveling and there is a caravan that is been stopped with a group of people, then in such a case, this suggestion of passing it along would be acceptable. Now, Rabbi Yosef is Medayik, Bishayara in Shalob, Bishayara lo. That's the only time it's acceptable, because when there is a Tzorech HaRabim, so then in such a case, the Rabbanan allowed, in order to be able to drink water, to say that the Chavis is batal to it. However, in general, they would not. Elam Rav Yosef Kintana Nami B'masnisan Bishayara. You have to learn that Rabbi Yehuda's suggestion in our Mishnah on Sadiheh Amabez was also when there was a caravan that had stopped, and as a Tzorech Shabbos, the Rabbanim were Mekel. Tanana Abaye Omer B'Shayara Filu Chavis Shekonsa Shvisa Umayim Shekonsa Shvisa. That the halach is that when it comes to a Shayara, it will be permissible even if the water had not been filled up on Shabbos, and as water that had been filled up on Erev Shabbos, it was Kona Shvisa. Shelo B'Shayara Chavis Shekonsa Shvisa Umayim Shelo Konu Shvisa is going to be acceptable. So Abaye says that we're more lenient when it comes to a shayara, that we would allow the water to go outside of the tchum, because people were anusim, Rashi describes, they were stuck, so we'll be makel. If it wasn't a shayara, and it's an individual, and he wasn't an ones, so then in such a case, if the water didn't have shvisa because it was running before Shabbos, and it was only drawn on Shabbos itself, then we will allow it, and the Chavis would be batel to the water. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi gives a different explanation in our Mishnah. Of course, the great Ravashi, the editor of the Daf Yomi, say tongue in cheek, everybody speaks about Rav Meir Shapiro. Let's not forget about Ravashi. Without him, this all wouldn't have happened. Ravashi Amar, Hocha Bechavis Dehefker Askinon. Ravashi concludes many diyunim in the Shas with his or Ravina's, the two editors of the great Talmud Bavli, with their own explanation. Hacha bechavis the hefker askinon. We're talking about a barrel of hefker. Umayim the hefker askinon. And we're talking about water that's of hefker, and therefore it doesn't have shvisa. Uman amrulo. And who is the one who responded in our Mishnah on the last line in Sadiheh Amud Beis? Lo ta'alech zu yosem miragle baila. So who is that? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, he damer cheftze efker konin shvisa. We had this opinion earlier. Memhei amabez, memzayin amabez. The cheftze efker do have shvisa. Umay lo talach zu yosem miragle bailim. What does this mean? Lo yahalchu elu yosem miken sheishan bailim. That whatever your shvisa is, so then the kalim adopt your shvisa. So too cheftze efker that you adopted on Shabbos will also have the din of your tchum. And this is the machlokis in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim on the top of Tzadiheh Amud Beis, according to Rav Ashi. The machlokis is, if you have water of hefker, there Rabbi Yehuda will allow to pass, while the Chachamim would not, because the Chacham will follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that says, Chefzei hefker are konin shvisa. This Bezer Hashem concludes the daf of Tzadi Zayin. Bezer Hashem, we will attempt to go to the halacha from the daily daf. I am traveling to the States, Be'ezer Hashem, to the chasana of Jeremy Shapiro, Aryeh Leib Shapiro, and so I will be missing a couple of dapim, but I'm looking forward to seeing you back, Be'ezer Hashem, before the end of Meseches Erevin. I hope to already return, either by Daf Kuf or Daf Kuf Aleph. If I'm not able to post before Shabbos Kodesh, I wish everybody a good Shabbos. I'm looking forward to seeing you back, Be'ezer Hashem, on Sunday or Monday. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Tzadi Zayin is making a knot on tefillin or tzitzis during the week and on Shabbos. It's an absolutely fascinating discussion that emerges from our Tosfos and has profound implications for many areas in Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara had told us on the top of Tzadi Zayin Amid Aleph that if you have tefillin that are new, the problem with putting them on Shabbos might very well be that the kesher has not been made beforehand. And if you make the kesher, then you'll be making a kesher shel kayama on Shabbos itself. And thereby, one would not be able to carry the tefillin in it, what is normally a permissible manner by wearing it, as described in the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Hamotzei Tefillin. But rather, the individual will be stuck and he would not be able to make the kesher. Rabbeinu Tam in Dibra HaMaschel Abaye has a fantastic observation in a fascinating Machlekes Rishonim. Rabbeinu Eliyahu was of the opinion, as described in Maseches Menachos on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis by the Baalei Tosfos over there, aside from being mentioned over here, that when it comes to the Torah HaKadosh's description of the mitzvah of tying tefillin, ukshartim la'os al yadecha v'ayula toitafois b'nei necha, Rabbeinu Eliyahu is of the opinion that you have to make the kesher every morning from the beginning. Now, what we describe as the kesher, what Rabbeinu Tam holds is the kesher, how most understand what the kesher is, that when you take the wrap of the tefillin, in other words, when you take the strap and you tie it against the hand, that's how most understand the kesher. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says, no, look at your tefillin box, and of course there is a kesher that is tying the strap to the bias itself, that we do not take apart every day. Rabbeinu Eliyahu said that one should. And if one does not, then one has not ukshartam, one has not tied the tefillin as prescribed by the Torah. This is a celebrated machlokes rishonim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, even though in Menachos you could read it one way or the other in the Gemara, however, from our Gemara in Tzadi Zayin and Erevin, it's clear cut. And that is that our Gemara had suggested that making the kesher on Shabbos against the bias is going to be a problem of creating a kesher shel kayama. Now, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, who is of the opinion that you need to make the kesher every day, then there will never be a period of time from day to day, from Sunday to Monday, that a person will have, if he wears the same pair of tefillin, which is assumed that most people do, that he'll ever create a kesher shel kayama, that our Gemara said needs to be created when it comes to the tefillin, because at the end of the day, he's going to undo the tefillin itself. If he's going to undo the kesher itself every day, then he can never come to a kesher shel kayama. Our Gemara says that when he makes the original kesher, he's going to be over on the Isser of Kosher. According to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it should not be a kesher shel kayama that he should be over with. Why? Because Sunday morning he's going to undo it. And to be considered a kesher shel kayama, it has to last at least one full day, and according to many poskim, even for a full week. For that reason, says Rabbeinu Tam, the position of Rabbeinu Eliyahu must be incorrect. The Mordechi and Chulin on Daftes, as well as other Gedolei Achronim, introduce a fascinating idea to defend Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Mordechi suggests that the only time it's not going to be considered a kesher shel kayama is if it's normally undone because of pragmatic reasons. However, what happens if the individual intends to make a kesher shel kayama right now because the Torah wants him to have a kesher shel kayama? Then, even if it's going to be done, undone, within 24 hours, nevertheless, it still has the status of a kesher shel kayama. If the Torah calls it ukshartam, then it has a halachic status of a kesher, even if it doesn't last as long as a kesher shel kayama normally does. But the Torah gives it a din kesher, then that din kesher will remain forever. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in Chelek Beis, Simin Aleph, towards the end of the Tshuva, answers a famous question of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch elaborates on this Rabbeinu Eliyahu in the Malacha of Kosher and the Mosach HaShabbos. And there, the Minchas Chinuch asks, why does the Gemara in Shabbos say it's prohibited to make a beged of tzitzis in Shabbos? In such a case, have a person tie the tzitzis with the intention to undo the tzitzis after Shabbos. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, based on the Yisod that we had before, that any time the halacha says that this is considered an act of kosher, so then in such a case, even if he does it later on, even if his intention was to undo it, but nevertheless, if at that moment he wants it to work for a chefza shel mitzvah, then it's considered an object which kosher was done to. There, Reb Shlomo Zalman adds to Rabbeinu Eliyahu and the Mordechai, it doesn't even need to be found in the Torah itself, ukshartam, even though it doesn't say ukshartam on tzitzis, everybody knows. The Gemara describes that the tzitzis requires a kesher, and for that reason, even if it's going to become undone, nevertheless, if he's doing a halachic kesher at that particular moment, even if he intends to do it on Matzoy Shabbos, there will be a shaila of kosher min haTorah. Incidentally, I never understood that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal's great Talmud, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, our great Rebbe, added to me once when we were discussing the halachos of tzitzis, when I was learning it from him in Arachayim, he added to me that on Shabbos one should even tighten one's tzitzis on Shabbos. It wasn't so clear to me why he felt that tightening, in other words, you know, sometimes the last knot becomes a little bit loose and you pull taut the four strings on either side of one corner to tighten it a little. Now that becomes undone all the time. So I was not clear whether it was just a chumrah that Rebbe was introducing, or it was it was based on the Ikur Dedina. At the time I didn't follow up, but now we could have a deeper understanding. It could very well be that the problem of making it tort is, as long as you're improving its status as a kesher on tzitzis, then halachically that's considered a kesher, even if it doesn't qualify as a kesher shel kayama in the normal sense in Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe that's where he was coming from. There is another very fascinating angle that emerges from this Shitas Rabbeinu Eliyahu. And that is not in regards to tefillin and kosher on Shabbos, but rather tefillin with the kesher of every day. The Avnei Nezer in Arachayim Simin Kuf Pe Gimel Os He points out that since we do not accept Rabbeinu Eliyahu's position, and Rabbeinu Tam had argued that if the kesher is not going to last for an extended period of time, then in such a case, it doesn't qualify as uksharta, that we have a serious quandary halacha lemaisa. Let's say I don't have my tefillin with me, and I ask my friend if I could borrow his tefillin, and I know someone who could be able to adjust the kesher. You can't just borrow someone's tefillin if the kesher is not in the right place. But I know someone who could adjust the kesher. He'll adjust it for me, and then afterwards, he'll readjust it back and give it back to him. In such a case, Rabbeinu Tam, who held that halachic kesher doesn't automatically turn it to a kesher shel kayama, it needs to last, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That was the thrust of Rabbeinu Tam's rejection of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. The Mordechai says, no, a halachic kesher is considered a kesher. But Rabbeinu Tam did not accept that. So then, halacha lemaisa, we have a problem. How could that kesher that's made for me, and that's going to be undone after I finish using it, be considered a kesher shel kayama? Therefore, the Avnei Nezer was machmir in regards to borrowing someone else's tefillin if the kesher is going to be turned back. It is for this reason that the Eretz HaTzvi, the Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, the Kosher Gover Rebbe Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Avracha, was killed al Kiddush Hashem. We've mentioned his name in the past in Halacha from the Daily Daf. It's quoted in the Aliba de Hilchas HaSefer in the back of the Hoz V'Hadar in Maseches Erevin as saying that if you do this, the kesher should not be redone until the next day, and then that's probably enough, Mikur Dedina, to be considered a Kesher Shel Kayama. He also quotes the son of the Avnei Nezer, the Shem Mishmuel, who suggested another heter that the Avnei Nezer said it would only be a problem if the entire knot would be undone, all the way, the two straps would be entirely separated from each other, but if they're just adjusted, so then it's not considered a Bittel HaKesher. Finally, we've quoted some of our favorite achronim, Avnei Nezer, the Eretz HaTzvi. We come back again now to Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who also defends the Minhag HaOlam against Avnei Nezer. We suggest that there's a difference between a case of Rabbeinu Eliyahu where you have to undo the kesher entirely. In such a case, then Rabbeinu Tam said that that's considered a kesher she'ena shel kayama, to an instance where you don't have to, al pi halacha, adjust the kesher, simply because there's a technicality that it's not going to fit on another person's head, the original owner. So then in such a case there, you don't have to undo the kesher. If his head would shrink in such a case, would not have to have the kesher redone. That is not a case in where the das is to undo a kesher. The das might be to adjust it to the other person, but that's not to undo the kesher. It's connected to the Shem Yishmol Svara, but even more conceptual than the Shem Yishmol Svara, and that is, it's not considered as if his intention is lahatir. Intention might be he will want to make it accessible to the other person for the next day. But in such a case, that's not a das lahatir, and therefore it would still be considered kesher shel kayama. To this day, there are different minhagei olam. This is the background of two exciting shailas in number one, Hilchos Shabbos, and number two, in the kesher of the tefillin. If you think about it, coming back to the first topic, you might think of examples in Hilchos Shabbos where even though halachically one is not doing a full kesher or a full malacha of another sort, particularly by kosev this might come up, but if the halacha views it as if it is a kesher and is ksiva, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it would be problematic. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it might not be. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes these two fascinating topics from the Daily Daf.